I've almost got no copy on the repeater this morning.
Foggy up here, so that might have something to do with it this morning.
Yes, they got 85 south down to one lane here in the 90s, so having fun with traffic this morning. How about you?
To go help a buddy of mine work with him today. He does great for a living, so he asked me if I'd drive a dump truck on site for him, so I'm going to go do that today. A little bit of a muddy mess to me, but we're going to go see what happens.
Did you get that message I sent you on JS8 yesterday?
I didn't get home till late last night, so I didn't have time to check JSA call.
I didn't see any heartbeats from you at all, but there was one station that reported they could talk to you, so I sent a message through that station. So it'll be interesting to see if that got through or not.
Remember this afternoon, I'll try to check it. I didn't have my station on yesterday, so that's why you didn't get a heartbeat back from me.
Getting ready to go up to three lanes in this last little section between exit 90 and 96. So I'm hoping they will finish this up and I can stop having to deal with this.
Hopefully they don't start over on the other end.
Yeah, just finish it. Just finish it up. It's like the bypass at Shelby that they're building. It's like it's been done for a few months over to 150, but they still haven't opened it. So I don't know what they're waiting for, but the road's done, the exits are done, the interchanges are done, but they just still have the cones up.
They were building a bypass for the bypass in Shelby.
Bypass for the bypass, and the new bypass is controlled access. So there's going to be no development directly on it, at least for now. There have already been some major property acquisitions along it by certain large corporations who already want to develop, and there's already been challenging to the zoning, trying to make it not controlled access so they can develop and put a Walmart and whatever else right on it. It's going to be the same story as with the first bypass, because, you know, the first bypass, it wasn't supposed to be developed, and of course the first thing they did was rescind all the zoning that, you know, that kept it from being developed, and now it's a big mess. So they're going to do the same thing with this one after a couple of years.
Walmart right there on 74, it was there just almost instantly after that was built through there.
I bought a 40-acre parcel right along the new bypass about a month ago, so it looks like they're getting ready to challenge the zoning on it and build a Walmart on the bypass.
That's the way life goes, I guess. Constant change.
Capitalism, if all purposes were not modified to serve greed.
It does seem that way at times, or most of the time anymore. Maybe one day people will wake up and realize that there's more important things. Anyway.
Yes, definitely not. I don't think anytime soon. But there definitely needs to be some kind of awakening or renaissance or, you know, something.
So, did you do the JSA call with the new radio, the new HX?
Yeah, I set it up yesterday, got my signal link all working, and got that working. So that the 480 is what I have set up now. My 590 is turned off for the time being, but it seems to work good. I'm measuring a little bit low power on it, and I don't know if it's because my power supply can't handle it or what, but I'm getting about 150 watts out on the meter when it's turned up to 200, and I'm sure the meter could probably just be bad, but it's just been the meter internal to my antenna tuner, so it's probably not super accurate, but it seems to work great.
I hope it works out many years for you. And you said you had to fix something on it, didn't you?
Pigtails for the antennas. It's got two antenna pigtails on it. One of them has an intermittent connection. So using the antenna 2 pigtail, I need to figure out if it's the pigtail or just the soldering on the board or what.
Too bad to fix, I wouldn't think. But I've never done it, so I don't know for sure.
That still has the pigtails and many other parts of this radio, so if it's a pigtail, I can order a new one. But anyway, I'm about to pull in a quick trip here to grab my breakfast. I'll be back in a few minutes. W2JKT.
I'll be around because I'm getting close to my buddy's house, and I'm going to ride with him, so I don't know if I'll have a radio this morning. I got my HD, but I doubt it'll make it in, so I may just...
I'll talk to you. This is W2JKT.
4TFW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Jake, hope your day's going well.
I'm going to help a buddy out today, so I'll be out moving around all day.
Okay.
Radio access I'll have, but I'm going to go out and help him today.
What kind of antenna work?
In a dump truck.
I hear you.
Different today.
Really be different.
He's getting his license, his ham ticket, but I haven't got him on the radio yet.
Okay. Well, don't, driving that dump truck, don't do like that cement truck driver did the other day and tried to drive across the wooden bridge.
Yes, I know, I'm just driving it there on site, helping him move dirt from one side of it to the other, so we'll see what's going on. I really don't know.
It ain't all wet up there, is it? And finally, I got to cut my grass last night.
Wet, but we'll see. But I'm getting close to his house, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3. Ken, you be careful today. Have a great day, and maybe I'll talk to you later. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Patrick, good to hear you this morning. Have a safe day, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.